Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Welcome to the middle of July. Going up to 19 today, 20 tomorrow, 19 Sunday, and then Monday and Tuesday, 22 degrees and sunny. There is no rain in the forecast. We are at Friday, November the 6th, day 85. Of the presidential election.
Oh my gosh.
What an unbelievable timeline we're living on. It's 20 degrees in November. We got a country next door that can't get the ballots counted. And that's okay. Whatever. Take your time. Get it done. And it's a Friday morning and we're giving away $10,000 this morning.
Hell yeah.
That's going to be a good time, I think.
I imagine so.
So, that $10,000 giveaway will be at 8 o'clock. Now, if you're not in the draw for that, don't worry. At that same time, at 8 o'clock, we're going to give you another keyword. So you're going to hear what it sounds like to win $10,000. You're going to feel what it sounds like to win $10,000 and what it will be like for you when next week you win $10,000, because we will get you in that draw. Let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
Well, gang, it happened. We talked about this type of thing happening earlier this week, but it happened to me last night. My girlfriend, Val, hung up Christmas lights around my apartment.
Yeah. Oh.
How does it look?
It looks so nice. Yeah, I'm so happy. So it brought me so much joy. She just wrapped the lights around. I have like a second story, so she's wrapping them around the railing.
Not to brag.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. Hey, he's a second story guy.
That's no walls. So sweet.
Yeah, everything's open. But
yeah. There's no walls. There's no walls.
Does it feel warmer and cheerier?
It actually does.
Yeah.
And that's the only Christmas decoration, if you could call it that, that I have up. And it's just
cute.
It just feels so good.
Love
it. Can't
that.
Wait to start blasting Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Jack, what about you?
Well, gentlemen, something sad happened. The Pickle Barrel is closing, and it makes me very upset.
Is that the one at just above Young and Dundas?
Yeah, like that's his flagship location, because I think it had another couple locations. But there's good news. You can have a piece of it for very cheap. They're having an online auction and selling literally everything inside the place. Like whether it's like industrial-sized microwaves to booths to like walkie-talkies. So if you're looking for me, I'm going to be on the net, on the auction all day. It's like a dollar.
What are you going to buy?
Some cutlery. You never know.
Producer Jesse, what's up with you?
I had a personal victory yesterday. Mm-hmm. I moved in July, and since July, our building has three elevators, and one of the elevators has been down.
Oh. Yes.
Yesterday, for the first time since moving, I got to take the third elevator.
Hey!
Wow. Because they finally got the part from Switzerland that they needed to fix the elevator. Because everybody knows elevator parts are the worst.
Yeah.
Why is it that they have, I'm thankful I live in an apartment above a store right now.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Because the thing is with these elevators, I remember I was living in a building that they're like, well, we were going to have six elevators. But then we decided to only put in four elevators because we put high-speed elevators in. Well, it doesn't matter if you get the super high-speed ones and you can't get the part for 6 weeks and two of them are down.
Yeah.
So what is it? Why can't we just have elevator parts like on standby in Ontario?
Not happening.
Is that a problem?
Here's the thing is apparently because the building I lived in the summer, all three of my elevators went down at the same time. I lived on the 38th floor and I was moving. It was a nightmare. It was like the most stress I've ever been. And apparently it's because there's only a certain number of elevator companies in the city. So they have like a monopoly. So
is there a Netflix doc brewing here?
I'm working on it.
Wow.
Me and John Stamos are executive producing.
It's like the Quebec maple syrup thing.
Yeah.
Remember that? Did you guys ever see that? How there's like a maple syrup collective in Quebec, and then there's people that are outside of it, and they're like at war with each other, and
like
that's why maple syrup prices are through the roof.
What?
Yeah, 100%.
We're paying for their war.
Yeah. And then we got one in Ontario, but it's elevators.
Oh. Yeah.
That one has more downs than ups.
Damn.
Oh, stop. TJ.
Second elevator joke this week.
Boy, you need to be a dad so badly. It's 10 degrees. Good morning.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Morning number three of the election, and we still don't know who the president will be. Some reports are saying that leads in certain states are less than 1,000 votes. Let's just hope this thing is over by the end of the year at that point. CP24 is your best place to stay posted on up-to-the-minute updates. That's where it's going down today. We're currently in November's warmest weather stretch in history, so yay that.
Yeah.
We did it. All thanks to disrespecting turtles and drinking out of plastic straws, I think. Temperatures are going to be in the high teens all weekend long with sunshine, even into early next week. And they're saying that this type of stretch in November has never been seen before.
Oh. I think it'll be cool to experience this because it's something kind of nice. But I'm hoping that next November isn't this way because I know I'll feel a lot guiltier about it if this becomes normal. Yeah.
It's just crazy having the sentence, something good to experience.
You know what
I
mean?
Like, I just want something fun to experience.
It's
true. Wow.
It's true.
Speaking of fun, a local Toronto bar has just been listed as one of the best bars in the world.
What?
Scoring a spot as the only Canadian listing for 2020. Bar Raval, which is on College in Bathurst, just made the cut at 99 out of 100 different bars across
it's
the world.
It's beautiful inside that place.
It sure is.
Yeah, like
it's
amazing. Ceiling and walls, like they're unreal.
So what do you think makes it so amazing?
Is it just the interior, probably.
And there's an experience there that you get. Like when you do go, obviously it's not cheap, but I think one of the things that you're getting is the experience and the mood it puts you in.
There's
some pretty special bars in Toronto still, which is, you know, we've made it very difficult for them to survive. It's pretty amazing.
Speaking of which, earlier this year, Barbervale managed to snag first place in Canada's 50 best bars.
Incredible.
And that was in June. So
good service, good wine list.
Yep.
Yeah, go there if you can.
Best bar in the country, 3 years running according to that list. So you got it. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Here's a question you'll never ask. What did 2020 smell like?
Hot garbage.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that.
Fire.
Could say that too. There's a lot of things happening with 2020 that are weird. So why not create a weird candle with four fragrant layers, according to the product description. The candle takes you on a sensual journey through the year, featuring subtle scents of banana bread.
What?
Hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Okay.
DIY and wood musks, alongside budget aftershave and earthy essences that 2020 TV icon Joe Exotic from Tiger King would use.
Like, stop
to
it.
His
no.
Next mate.
No.
How is Joe even in the candle?
He always is.
All
He's
materials are vegan friendly. They're vegan friendly, guys, so it's good. I don't understand. So here's the banana bread thing, I guess, is what people were doing when they were baking.
That's like March, April baking, yeah.
But I thought that was sourdough. Don't we want to smell
like
sourdough?
Okay.
Okay, so that's the first one. Then we got hand sanitizer, which is obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then DIY and wood musk, because I guess everybody was kind of working on their home project.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then Joe.
Well, that was really the first show everyone binge watched together.
I feel like that's only... Okay. Does this 2020 scented candle only feel like it was just that 3 month period that we were all in lockdown? That can't be the whole thing. We don't have a Donald Trump smell in there.
No.
We don't have tanning lotion. Like, what else do we have? Like, we didn't. What
we had really nice weather this year.
Yeah. We did have really nice weather.
I don't know what weather smells like, but throw that in there.
There's got to be more than this, doesn't there? Four layers doesn't seem like enough.
Well, if I were to add something, gentlemen, it would be the flower. You guys are going to hate this. It would be the flower Protea. Are you familiar with the Protea flower?
Obviously not.
It is the eye-catching flower known to symbolize change and transformation.
This is stuff that's supposed to happen this year, not a flower that grows every year for no reason.
There's been a lot of change and transformation this year. So if you were to put a nice scent in there, it'd be Protea.
I don't know what a Zoom call smells like, but put that in there, too.
Zoom call. That's a good smell to have in there. Thank you.
Zoom call.
Boredom. That's what it smells like. Yeah.
It smells like unmuting yourself just to laugh and then remute yourself.
Hey, don't we have one after work today?
Oh, we do.
Super exciting one, though.
Yeah, it is going to be good.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto says it won't be clearing snow from downtown sidewalks this winter. Now, keep in mind, some parts of Toronto do clearing, but in neighborhoods like in Old Toronto and parts of East York and York, where currently property owners must clear their own adjacent sidewalks. So this is kind of an inflammatory headline, meaning like they're trying to make you think like the city just doesn't want to do it, but it never really did it.
Yeah, like I live on Ossington and I'm responsible for my front row.
If there's houses out front, normally you are, right?
Yeah.
So it's just for the commercial areas.
So I didn't know what you were going to talk about. I immediately just got mad about that.
Yeah. So it's not as bad as it sounds. People wanted the city to take care of it this year because obviously we're going to be out walking a whole lot more because things are still closed down, but it looks like that won't be happening.
Yeah.
It was proposed that the city would take care of over 1,000 kilometers of sidewalks But the city's Infrastructure and Environment Committee voted against it. So we'll see.
Bobcats are tired. You know, they're tired.
There's enough work.
Yeah. Apple just rolled out a whole bunch of new emojis, which is always a fun, sexy time for everyone. This one's actually really cool, too. You'll find a transgender flag, a smiling face with a tear, pinched fingers, two people hugging, some insects and animals, a disguised face, and more. There's also going to be a mixed clause, a gender-inclusive alternative to Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, which
incredible.
Is really cool.
Love that.
Awesome.
Also, tuxedos are no longer going to be limited to men, and veils no longer limited to women, which is also really cool. And this is morning number three of the election, and guess what? Still don't know who the president is. Some reports are saying that leads in certain states are less than 1,000 votes.
So your vote counts.
So every vote counts, and never think otherwise. Let's just hope that this thing is over by the end of the year.
It may not be.
It may not be.
Guys,
honestly,
no,
because there's going to be there's going to be recounts.
I know.
Supreme Court challenges. It's probably not going to be over by the end of the year.
CP24 is your best place if you want up to the minute updates.
No, we are.
Yeah,
we'll break down the election for you.
I'm going to put on a suit. I'm going to stand in front of a map of America, and I'm just going to point at stuff. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Exciting times in the city because we're going to get indoor dining back, which is great. Now, if you're downtown or in the immediate vicinity of Toronto, like Toronto proper, we're in what's called the orange restriction level of the new lockdown.
Hell yeah, we did it.
We did it, guys.
Is this worth celebrating?
I think it's better than green. So I think it's in the middle. So like green is good, and there's five stages. Gray is bad. There's some other colors, too.
What about red?
Red was not used. Red would have made a lot more sense as bad, but I think that they were like, let's not freak out the public.
Honestly, we're not freaked out at all.
Let's go with a bland one.
What's the most apathetic color we can come up with?
Yeah, true.
Gray.
Gray.
Okay, nice and neutral, you know?
Last call. And this is important. If you're going to a restaurant, they can open. But last call for alcohol, 9 o'clock now. Any orange restrictions? And it also means that no more liquor sales after 9, of course. All alcohol on site to be consumed by 10 p.m. So if you have ordered a pint and it takes you an hour to drink a pint, you got to have it finished by 10 or they're taking it away from you.
Yeah, but you know what everybody's going to do is just like order 3 beers and then finish that in the hour.
Sure.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Now, all food and drink establishments must be closed by 10 p.m. on all days.
Yeah.
So this really severely limits restaurants still, but at least they can open up the inside.
Yeah, that's the important part.
And, you know, the idea is safety, so at least there's some sort of compromise.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, and there's the safety discussion and all that fun stuff, but it's also like, boy, does that limit the world of bad decisions, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It is actually, it's kind of nice.
Is
Just
it?
Go home and get cozy.
Okay, so what's nice? Oh, I get what you're saying. It's sort of like, there's nothing. Because nothing good happens
after midnight.
Yeah, nothing good happens after midnight. And you know what? Right? I've seen this model, and Vancouver is a little bit more snoozy, but they're using this model in Vancouver, like last call 9, consumed by 10 kind of thing. And it seems to be working, and people are being good about it. So. Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I also did that in the UK, and now they're on lockdown again, so you never know, right?
That is very, very true. So, restaurants opening up soon. You can already make reservations. I know several people that have. And they're making reservations for like 2-3 weeks in advance because obviously, with social distancing, limited number of tables.
Yep.
So you might want to get on that soon.
Take me on a date, boys.
I'll see you in December, I guess? Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
Confessions.
We always find it's best to confess your sins before the weekend so you can go and make more.
That's right.
You text secret to 999999 anytime, 24/7. We will register your secret, we will change your name, and we will read it out on the air, at least the best ones. I'm going to start with Daria, one of my favorite shows growing up.
Oh, I miss Daria.
Producer Jesse loves that show, I think that's why he used this name. From Oakville. Hey, I've never found out if it was actually all my fault, but when I was a toddler and I learned how to open my backyard gate for the first time, I think I left it open and our dog ran away and it never came back.
Oh my God, Daria.
My parents always said that Donnie got out and ran away. I never told them about the gate.
Oh, Daria, it was your fault then.
100%.
Might have been Daria's fault.
I never figured out if it was my fault. If you left the gate open, it was definitely your fault.
Yeah, so little Donnie lived his life at another person's house.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Our parents don't talk about that enough. Like, I think my dad had a dog that ran away, and there's two outcomes, and we're not going to focus
Adam,
on the other one.
I don't want to do this.
But there's another outcome where that dog's just someone else's dog now.
No.
And there was no chips back then, so you did like, there's no, like, microchips.
No, it just lives on the farm now. Adam, you don't understand.
That's not the outcome I was talking about.
No.
Brian from Toronto on the 416. My secret is that I finished Christmas shopping this week.
Oh.
Bold.
Damn. I did everything online. Now I'm just patiently waiting for it all to arrive so I can wrap it. I think Amazon will wrap it for you, too.
Don't let the robots wrap it for you.
Pretty sure it has an Amazon logo on it, though, yeah. so you kind of look like a jerk.
Yeah, wrapping's fun.
If you're that family member, too, they come to expect it.
Well, if you just set the bar that low, then...
Yeah.
TJ, that's fair. I
am a brutal wrapper. Everything goes in the bag. Yeah, except for my nieces and nephews, I try and make an effort to wrap it.
Because they like to tear it apart.
Yeah, they do, but even that, they're like, who wrapped this? I'm like, you're seven. Mia, don't talk to me like that.
You're fine.
Oh. Everything I've ever gotten from TJ's been in a bag. Kayla
See?
Hamilton, 905 number. I love Value Village. She puts capital LOOOOOVVVEE.
Value Village?
Value Village. Not because of the savings, but because of the smell.
There is a distinct smell. I love Value Village smell. I love thrift store smells.
She said, you know that weird clothes smell that the double V has. I'll walk around there for an hour just to soak it all in.
Yeah, they sell so candles many clothes. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Do they actually?
No, but they should.
Okay. Why do just you say stuff? And then I get me all excited, and now...
It's how I gauge interest for potential businesses.
Okay.
Like, if I wanted to start a business where I sold, like, really obscure scented candles, example... Double V scented candles.
I would do that.
Yeah, there you go. Now I can make some money.
Here's the the rule is if you confess, we confess too. So I'm going to make my confession today, which is currently, because of Jax, I'm going
don't blame this on me.
Ballistic on the Pickle Barrel auction that's happening online right now.
Yeah.
So if you don't know this, Pickle Barrel, the flagship location just north of Dundas at Yonge Street, is closing. Mm-hmm. So they're selling off all the stuff.
Very quickly.
And there's stuff that I need for my apartment. Like a table.
Yeah. There's also stuff you don't need.
Like,
So tell me, because all this stuff is like starting at a dollar. It's ridiculously cheap. So Adam's like addicted to it. So tell me what's on your list, Adam Wilde.
Okay, so.
Something you should know about Adam, too, by the way, is he likes buying in bulk.
Yeah, and also is very impulsive.
Okay, yes. So, so somebody just tried to outbid me on the beer glasses.
Nice try.
Why are you buying beer mugs?
Gone back to outbid them.
You're a 32-year-old man. Don't get beer mugs.
I need beer mugs. Okay. These are Stein ones, too. They're the big ones. Mugs. I've got a custom cabinet with shelf. Basically, it's one of those kitchen, you know, when the industrial kitchens where they have the steel shelves. Yeah. I've got like an apartment that'll work with that because it's like older and it's got brick and stuff.
That's fair. Okay. So that one's okay.
I don't have a table. Then there's a countertop beverage cooler, which is basically a beer fridge.
You don't need that.
But I could have one.
I know, but you
don't
need
it. For my backyard area, right? And then
just in time for winter.
I bought some mason jars as well for $4 a piece.
Oh, you're going to do some pickling?
I got a child's high chair. You know those wooden high chairs?
Yeah. Kids
in? You can't fit in that.
Well, no, I can't, but Everly can. And here's the thing. Then it's $12. So I could just buy it. So I'm just buying it for her. And then and then she's going to use it till she's like four anyway. Yeah. And I don't need to. And then there's two pressure washers. I've bid on both of them.
Why two?
Well, because I'm not going to win them both. And then
what are you pressure washing?
And then, I'm a dad. I have to have a pressure washer.
Oh my God.
What kind of dad doesn't have a pressure washer?
A high chair from a restaurant and a pressure washer from my backyard.
I'm going to buy a booth.
And then I got a shop vac. So assuming everything goes through, I have spent $343.
Adam, that's ridiculous. Like, don't do that.
This is so much.
Okay.
You don't.
Okay. On that list, how much of it do you need?
All of it?
No.
Is that the answer?
Say it into the microphone.
There's one more. All of it. There's one thing that producer Jesse really wants me to bid on.
There are two booths that you can get together for $1.
So what? And I think
you just buy it. It's a dollar. I will give you the loony.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Put it in the backyard. Whatever. It's a dollar.
I don't know if it's going to last the winter. It's a booth.
It was a dollar.
Somewhere in the city, someone is trying to like open the restaurant. And they're like trying to bid on things that they can get at a reasonable price. And they're like, who's this guy that's buying all the pressure washers?
Adam, get off the internet.
Somebody's coming after my pressure washer. I'm going to outbid them again.
Stop it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I've made a terrible error in judgment.
Yeah, you did.
Told everybody about the Pickle Barrel auction happening right now, and now people are trying to outbid me. If you missed it on Confessions a couple songs ago, restaurants, when they close down, will have auctions and get rid of some of their stuff. So Pickle Barrel is having one because they're unfortunately closing down. Now, I grew up going to Pickle Barrel. I loved their milkshakes. They were
so good. The flagship store is gone.
Yeah. So I'm looking through some of this stuff. So I'm like, there are Pickle Barrel mugs for sale. There's cabinets, like shelves and everything.
Adam's basically furnishing his entire apartment with the remnants of Pickle Barrel.
I am literally
buying shop vacs and like cutlery. Like, what are you doing?
So there's two power washers and a shop vac and stuff like that. Anyway. Long story short, I had to confess something today, and that's what I confessed, is that I've been bidding on all this stuff. And now we're getting a bunch of threatening text messages from people who, like this one, the shop vac is mine. No, it's not.
It might be, though. That's how auctions work.
This $13 shop vac will be mine.
What's the buy now price?
There is no buy now. That's the problem.
Looks like you're going to be sitting on the computer for the next 4 days, aren't
you? Yeah, because it's only until early next week. And if you're looking to outbid Adam, you can find a link at blog.to. Outbid him. Take him down.
TJ, continue with the text.
If somebody was upset. How much were you buying? How many mason jars or how much?
8 mason jars at $4 a piece.
Someone from the 519 is really upset that you're spending that much on mason jars.
Really?
You can buy a case of mason jars from Canadian Tire for $9.99. Leave the pickle barrel alone, Adam.
It's true. I will say, though, that Canadian Tire is often sold out of mason jars.
Fair.
No, but these are the mason jars with the handles on them. That's a big difference.
They're mugs,
you mean. In that case.
Mason jar mugs.
Based on the hand convenience alone.
Adam, don't get mason jar mugs.
It's ergonomic. How dare you?
Why do you need mason jar mugs?
Let's go through everything on your list. You have to say at least one purpose.
Okay, So there's the Coleman power washer.
No, there's two of them. Yeah,
you
bet on.
You kill me.
Well, there's a power washer and then there's a pressure washer.
Oh.
So do I want power or do I want pressure? I don't know.
One's
Simonized, and then there's the rigid shop vac.
Everything's so cheap, you're getting tempted. That's why.
There's the $13 child's high chair that's wooden.
Don't buy Everly a high chair from Pickle Barrel, please.
The aforementioned mason jars, Avec handle.
What are you going to put in those?
There is a, water and...
Water
and...
for my friends. Stop it.
There is the beverage cooling thing, which I'm thinking I'm going to use as a beer fridge, because I have a backyard. Thankfully, in my apartment, randomly, I have a backyard.
I live in a 300-square-foot apartment, but it's too far to walk to the fridge.
There's a mezzanine for my thing, or like a little breezeway, and I can put the thing in, and I don't have to walk upstairs for beer.
You're being tempted by the price, Adam.
Then there is the, and Jax, you agree on this, I actually want this thing. It's a custom cabinet shelf from a kitchen that it looks like a table, basically.
Industrial shelving and tables are wicked, yeah.
Very
I agree
cool,
with that,
right?
I do,
and it's $4! $4 for a kitchen table.
Who are you convincing right now?
And then there's the heavy glass pickle barrel mugs, which somebody already tried to come for, and I outbid them again.
Yeah.
I will pay whoever these prices to come at you to outbid you.
Do not.
#outbid Adam Wild. Yeah. Okay, start it out.
I will spend the rest of my morning just slowly outbidding you.
I am a single father. How dare you?
Don't
play that card.
Don't you dare.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Morning number 123 of the election, and we still don't know who the president is. Some reports are saying that the leads are as close as less than 1,000 votes in certain areas. So, yeah, they're taking their time with this one. Let's just hope this thing is over by the new year. CP24 is going to keep you posted on what's happening down there all day today. We are currently in November's warmest weather stretch in history. Temperatures will be in the high teens all weekend long with sunshine and even into early next week. They're saying that we've never seen this type of stretch in November before. It's kind of nice.
Huh.
Isn't it?
It is great. Now, if it happens 2 years in a row, then I'm going to start to feel guilty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then I know what that is.
This year we deserve it.
Yeah, you need something right now. Anything, you know? I mean, that sounded desperate, didn't it?
It did.
It did a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Try that on Bumble.
Yeah. I just need anything. Just a swipe.
I just need a silver lining, you
literally
know?
Literally anything.
A local Toronto bar has been listed as one of the best bars in the world, scoring a spot as the only Canadian listing for 2020. Bar Revel. College
Great
in Bathurst.
Bar.
Just made the cut. 99 out of 100 bars. No surprise, really. The bar's taken the top spot in Canada for the last 3 years. It's pretty cool place, according to you guys. I've never been.
The interior is like unreal, and also like the wine list, the service is so good in there.
When things open back up, you should take your girlfriend there.
Do they have chicken fingers?
No, TJ.
They don't have chicken fingers.
I want some chicken thingies.
What's your, if you're a chicken fingers guy, what cocktail pairs perfectly with chicken fingers, TJ? Yeah.
Budweiser.
Ew. Go out, TJ.
Bud Light,
go outside.
Too. They
don't
have Budweiser.
Ew. Oh, my love.
For when Budweiser's just too strong?
Yeah. You know, sometimes you got to cleanse your palate a little bit, right? And it's like, I don't know, you don't drink white wine with spaghetti, you know?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You are a liar. And that's okay, because everybody else is a liar, too.
Yeah.
These are the top things that we lie about in social situations, starting with number 10. working our way all the way back to number one, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, number 10, you lie about how great your relationship is.
Oh, people okay. love doing that.
Chances are you're doing it on Instagram right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why is everyone looking at me?
Well, you're in the relationship.
Are My relationship's going fantastic. In fact, it's going so good. I'm going to post a photo about it right now.
Number 9, movies you've seen and also books you've read.
I've done that. Someone's like, hey, have you seen this movie? I'm like, oh, what's, who's in that one? I think I'm definitely familiar with it.
Oh, yeah, just like get them going.
And then they're like, they name the key actor or actress in it. And you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Nicolas Cage. I know Nicolas Cage.
Hitch. Right. You make Hitch jokes all the time.
You lie just to talk sometimes.
I lie just to talk sometimes.
Good point.
That's the name of my book.
Number 8, your baking skills. Lying about your baking skills. I don't. I can't cook or bake well.
I've definitely lied about like how good I am at cooking. Like
your cooking is actually really good.
I can cook okay, but like I've lied about like plates that I've made before just to impress girls. Like, for sure.
Wait, wait a second. What have you lied about? Like, what are you telling them that you make? That's so elite level that you can't tackle it.
I don't like a crazy filet mignon. I can't make. Or like a beef tenderloin. I can't make that.
You can make a beef tenderloin.
But
it's not that hard. I've made a beef tenderloin.
Okay.
I lie about how poorly I eat because I actually eat somewhat well. And I'm a pretty good cook, but I always make fun of myself for being a bad cook.
Mm.
See, the problem is I'm so great, I have to hide how great I am.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
That's TJ's problem. Also, ketchup's spicy to TJ.
For my undeveloped palate.
Seven, people lie about their past careers. Number 6, cooking skills, which we just talked about. I don't know what the... Anyway. Number 5, your dating and sex life. Specifically, it doesn't say, but mostly I would say how much you're getting.
Yeah. Your exploits.
Who's asking you that? I guess when you're single, like people are like,
we
yeah,
talk
you
about that stuff in the room.
Like, yeah, I guess so.
There was a time where, like, I mean, well, we've all had relationships, frankly, switch over in the last year.
Yeah.
So we've had
switch over. That's such a nice way to put it. We've all gone through breakups and divorces in the past year. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We have. And so, you know, you do start to kind of talk about that stuff. Yeah. Like I tell you guys about how it's just not happening for me right now.
Yeah.
Just out here in the desert.
Great. Yeah. The tumbleweed goes by.
Number 4, how much money you make. I don't lie about this one because I don't really talk about it.
No. Yeah, neither do I. Yeah.
No, I don't do that either. No. But I have friends that will do it.
Really?
Yeah, they kind of...
What does that do?
I think for them it's like a self-importance thing.
Okay. Number 3, how much you exercise.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jax, you're looking at us like, no, I don't need to.
I'd like to exercise more. I don't really lie about it, but I remember... at the beginning of the pandemic when TJ was hitting the gym and he's like, yeah, I've just been going all the time. And I wonder now how much of that is true.
No, but I was pretty honest. I was like, yeah, I'm going for like 20 minutes. Like I would go 20 minutes, find a podcast. Is this just rip TJ? Is this list? Like,
number 2, tell TJ that I like him. That's a lie I tell in public.
No.
Oh, number 1, go to TJ's birthday. I lie about that too.
No, TJ, sweetheart. No.
Oh, here's a bunch that didn't make the list.
It's not our fault.
Tell TJ he has nice hair.
What's number
2? Your travel stories. So basically, a bunch of people on Instagram faking where they're going. Yeah. That's.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. Hey, TJ, remember when you went away on a trip?
And number 1. Your job or how much responsibility you have at your job, as in like you're like a assistant to the manager.
So TJ, I'm gonna safely set this up.
Here we go.
Wow, I'm one of shots.
And as the kind one, I'm the kind one.
Let's go.
Oh no, none of that. Adam's not kind. Okay, I'm so scared right now. I'm like sweating. But earlier.
There have
in
been
our,
8 qualifiers before she'll even speak this sentence.
Our
so
5
ready.
O'clock meeting, you had said, I have a story that pertains to what we'll be talking about in the 8. So by no means am I targeting you right now, okay? So go ahead with your story.
What's your story, TJ?
The story is I feel targeted. I embellish how important my job is.
What do you mean?
Like, quite aggressively. Like, when people will say... Oh, so your show's like 3.5 hours. So what, you work like 4 hours a day? I'm like, no, I put in a full like 8, at least 10 hours a day. Because
why
it's,
are you telling
I get
you
up
work
early.
For 10
I lie
hours?
About how early I get up.
What time do you
I lie
say?
About
you
how
lie
early
about
I go to bed.
No. I need specifics. What time do you tell people? You
I tell
up
people
at?
I get up. I'm like before 4 o'clock. I'm up, which is not the truth. I get up at 4.
Uh-huh.
And then I tell people like, yeah, I'll spend like 2 hours a night probably on my computer, like gathering links and reading articles. Not true. I read headlines for 10 minutes.
TJ
in the afternoon.
This is good. Our boss is listening.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we're also listening.
Yeah, that's true. I lie about the amount of meetings I have.
TJ.
Yeah. My entire life is a farce. No wonder I made this list 8 times.
See, the thing is,
and he wonders why he feels targeted.
We do have a lot of meetings, and we do prep every night, and we do get up really, really, early. Like, are you good?
Some
of
us but I embellish it.
Yeah, okay.
Jax, you have lied to get a job.
100%. I just like to pad my resume.
Okay, so what do you pad it with?
So I pad it with skills that I 100% do not have and software that I do not know.
Oh, like what?
Like, I would say that I'm, like, proficient in, like, I would use the word proficient in, like, different Adobe suites. I can't use most of Adobe.
Excel?
Definitely can't use Excel.
Oh, I've lied about Excel.
Yeah. No one knows how to work Excel.
I think my first job in Barrett, you had to have a full G license, and I only had a G2.
I
had a G1 when I got hired there. And they're like, you need to be able to prompt. Yeah. And so I took the Greyhound from Toronto to Barrie for 3 months while I retook young drivers because I'd failed my driver's license twice. Yeah. And then finally was able to buy myself a car
and then
do the drive. Because I was at Humber College and I was working weekends at a station called B101 in Barrie, which no longer exists.
Sweet Barrie.
And I remember having to, I lied about my license, that's right, and I lied about knowing Excel, and I didn't even really know the audio editing programs that we use.
Was there any truth to your resume?
Only my demo, which was also kind of fake. So in radio, you have to have these demos done, and I remember I was an intern at Chum FM, which is just down the hall. I was working their evening show, and I had Adam Karsh, who is a producer here still now, helped me put together a demo. Yeah. But it took me like 40 takes to nail this demo, right? And it's just sort of a condensed version of what an hour sounds like on the radio.
Yeah.
And so it sounded like smooth. It was like Chum FM this and blah, 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 blah. And, then it was like bang, bang, bang. And it sounded amazing. And they hired me and I was 19. And the first time I got on the air there, I didn't even know how to run the board properly. And I remember I turned the microphone up so high that the levels pinned. And it's, I'll never forget the first song I talked up. It was a Matchbox 20 song, and the levels, you know, you see microphone levels?
Yeah.
Pinned right to the top. The assistant program director blasts in through the door, and he's like, turn it down, calm down, slow down. And then he just left.
So you have made it here, and you shouldn't be here. Oh, that's what you're saying.
Liar, you liar, pants on fire from the start. Anyway.
Do you feel lighter?
It feels like you just like got something off your chest. Yeah.
Even when we talked about this morning, I didn't even think about that.
This is a reason.
I lied through my teeth. Sorry to Ted Silver who hired me and Chris Lidke.
This is a reason right here to watch the YouTube podcast of the show because you should have just seen Adam's lying body move passionately. Yeah.
And his back is so sweaty. And I don't know if that's related to the lies.
It's just always sweating.
Okay.
We have a YouTube podcast, by the way. You can watch the entire show on YouTube. Now, I'm going to throw this question out there because a couple of us have already admitted to it. You lied to get a job. What did you lie about?
Mm-hmm.
What did you lie about secrets on your resume that you're willing to admit? We can change your name and change your voice. Do whatever you want. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You lied to get a job. What'd you lie about? Let's enter the cone of shame with Todd.
Hello.
The shame.
What did you do?
I wanted a job at Bank of Montreal. And I hadn't graduated at all. I was actually my first semester out of the 4-year program.
Okay.
And I really wanted this job, so I went and created a fake certificate and fake grades and fake everything completely.
A degree is, you made a fake degree is what you're saying.
I literally made a fake degree out of nowhere at Staples in Mississauga, Ontario. And I gave myself A+ right across the board, okay? And I actually got the job, believe it or not.
And
actually got a job.
Do you still work in banking?
No, I actually got fired 6 months later.
Wow. You know, I'm shocked.
Did they ever find out? Like, why'd you get fired?
No, not because of that. It's because I did not like the job and I sucked at it. So I got fired.
It's shocking that you weren't qualified.
Yeah.
But they never checked it. They thought I was a great student, got in.
So Todd wins. Todd wins this one.
Oh my god.
I love
it's
you,
a
Todd.
Great story.
You're hilarious.
That's my story. So if you want fake degrees, Staples is the best place to go.
No, let's teach him how.
And now he works at Staples.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto says it won't be clearing snow from downtown sidewalks this winter. Now, that headline sounds very aggressive, but here's why you shouldn't be upset about it. Every year, they don't. They were just proposing it for this year. So here's the thing. In certain areas in Old Toronto, parts of East York and York, property owners must clear the adjacent sidewalks. This year, they were proposing it because there's going to be more people out walking because it's winter. But the city's Infrastructure and Environment Committee voted against it. So this isn't something that they were doing and then they took away. This is just something that was proposed this year and they said no to. Which, now that I say it out loud, doesn't sound much better. But
well, it's a lot better than it's being taken away.
Yes.
Yeah. So...
okay. This would have taken care of approximately 1,000 kilometers of sidewalks. Apple has rolled out a new iOS update featuring more than 100 new emojis. Ooh. And there's some really rad ones on there, like the transgender flag, a smiling face with tear, pinched fingers, two people hugging, some insects, animals, a disguised face, and more. There's also going to be a Mixed Claus, a gender-inclusive alternative to Santa Claus and Mrs. Incredible. Claus. And also, tuxedos are no longer limited to men, and veils no longer limited to women. Which
hell
is
really
awesome. And it's morning number 4,000 of the election, and still don't know who the president is. The leads are very, very tight in certain areas. They're saying less than 1,000 in certain places. Adam?
It looks as though Joe Biden just took the lead in Pennsylvania as well. And I offer this without any political slant. It's just that's what's happened.
It's a fact, yeah.
Arizona, he is also ahead in, as well as Nevada and Georgia, too. He took the lead in Georgia earlier this morning. So there's a very, very good chance at this point that Joe Biden is elected president. However, the Trump campaign is also launching voter recount requests in Wisconsin and several other states. They'll probably do it in Pennsylvania, probably do it in Georgia, probably do it in Arizona. So the chances that this is even over by Monday are pretty slim.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. That's what's happened.
So buckle up for that. Also, our friends at CP24 can keep you posted on all of that when you need it. And that is what's trending. I'm TJ.
That's it for us.
Love
Until
you.
Monday, anyway.
Love you.
We love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.